Kathy in Homestead, Florida. She's been hanging on the longest here for a wild card line on Coast to Coast. Open lines, Kathy.
Hi, Ian. It's great to be on the show.
Thank you.
I have a very strange story. My youngest daughter has an obsessive fear of death. It started when she was 3 years old, when she sat me down on the couch and asked me, what happens when you go to sleep? And I tried to explain the dream cycles and everything, but she found no comfort in it. In fact, when she was 9 years old, she was afraid to go to sleep. For a year, she literally didn't sleep. She would stay awake until she would almost collapse. She would literally collapse. Finally, we had to put her on medication.
Yeah.
And incidentally, she was also a hoarder. It all stemmed from the OCD. She has obsessive compulsive disorder.
Right.
She got rid of the hoarding. But we can find no comfort for her with this fear of death. In fact, like, we can't watch movies that deal with the afterlife. She'll scream at us to turn the movie off. Oh, you know I'm afraid of death. You can't watch that. But on the other hand, she loves anything and everything about serial killers. It's this strange dichotomy.
Huh.
And
sure is.
I thought, well, if anyone could offer her words of comfort, maybe you could. We're always, me and my older daughter are always collecting life after life stories, trying to, you know, give her some sort of proof that there is no worry, that there is a life after life, not to worry about it. You know, we're trying to collect stories to give her some sort of proof. She even went to our priest and said, "Oh, Father, I'm afraid of death." And all he could say to her was, "Well, dear, welcome to the club."
Yeah.
You know, so
that doesn't help. You know, it's sort of like telling somebody anorexic eat a sandwich or something like that. It's supposed to be the, you know, I had an odd thought just while you were talking. So this is probably crazy, but just for whatever reason, it came to me. You know how people who are afraid of flying, they say that sometimes the thing that helps people who have the fear of flying the most is to learn how to fly. That it seems completely counterintuitive, but that's how they get over the fear of flying is that they become pilots. They get a pilot's license. And it's such an unusual, to me, that seems like that, well, that would never add up, but it does because it speaks to the control issue that the for a lot of people, a fear of flying, it all comes down to what they can't control, and what they can't control is what they fear the most. And I'm not sure how that relates to this, except to say, has your daughter, does she engage in conversation? Is she willing to engage in conversation with other people about the thing that she fears the most, or is it just something you should never speak of and that's it? No one should ever talk about it.
Well, when we try to engage her, hello?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Yeah, when we try to engage her in the conversation, it's of no use because there's always that big what if. What if it's not true? What if they're lying? What if it's just their imagination?
That there's life after death, you mean?
Right.
Well, I just want to make sure I understand what the it is. So that if they're lying about, is that they can't be truthful, it can't be. What do you think she fears the most? That's my question.
That there is nothing, that there is just a void, that there is a loss of consciousness, a loss of the personality, a loss
right.
of herself.
Kind of like when a TV goes out and there's just a little white dot in the middle of the screen and then there's nothing. That kind
right.
of thing. So the what if that's true, what does that mean for her life? If that's true, what does that mean for her life? What would she if I could prove to her 100% that there's nothing after this existence on Earth, it's, you know, we're all a random collection of cells and that's it. Everything you see is all that there is. And then you're done and that's it. One and done, as they say in the music business. What would that mean to her?
that's her greatest fear. That
okay,
would
but
just...
but what does it mean to, in a real world sense? Would she not go to work? Would she not do what? What? How would it change her life?
To her, that's stupid because I've said, well, if there's nothing, then what are you worried about? And she says, well, that's stupid. That's no comfort to me.
I understand. I'm not trying to bring her comfort. That may be the big problem with this. This is going to sound weird, and I don't know whether this is true, and I'm talking off the top of my head, but I run into this from time to time in other circles, is that some people are comfort junkies. They love to be comforted, and so they keep creating the problem, the never-ending problem, the unsolvable problem, so that the focus remains on them and their problem. And they will always be comforted. People will keep comforting them because comfort is attention.
Well, that's interesting.
And I don't know whether that's true here, but I would, it's something, either that will have the ring of truth to it to you or it won't. But the other thing is that, you know, there's some people that keep recreating the circumstances in their life that keep giving them the most power.
That's interesting too.
This is something called fractal theory,
right.
Where you will seek the elements of your life don't change. Like the roots of a tree relate to the bark on the tree in the same pattern as then the veins in the leaves, that everything has this sort of theory. Everything has the same, follows the same patterns, and that our lives are the same. And so maybe she's just in that weird pattern and she has to keep recreating that pattern because that's where she gets her power.
Right.
That's how she knows herself. She knows herself as the one who has this thing, and everybody else reacts this way around her thing. Take away that, then what is she? Which goes back to my initial question is, what if this is all that there is? What would change about her life? Would she go out and make as much money as possible so that she could go on every fabulous vacation on the planet? Would she, you know, curl up in a ball and die on the floor? What would she do?
Good question. I never thought of it that way. So it would be like an attention-getting thing.
Does it get her attention?
Oh, for sure. We're always revolving
right
around her.
Right. And you have other kids?
Yes, my older daughter.
Right. So, but whenever she plays this card, everything stops. Right?
Right.
Turn off that movie. Don't do
right.
this. Don't do that. You know I have this.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly.
I don't know how to shift the paradigm for you other than that because I'm not a therapist, but I hope at least in that sense the question of perhaps there's a few things that need to be dislodged, and maybe, Kathy, some of that starts with you and the other people in the family to stop enabling it. That maybe it's a much bigger question than is there an afterlife, but just is this, as you say, just another form of a kind of obsessive compulsive display that gives her power?